In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The gospel reading that we've just heard are basically the final instructions to prepare us for Lent. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. This comes right after Christ teaching his disciples the Lord's Prayer, the most important prayer of the church. And after giving his disciples that prayer which covers so much ground, this is the first thing he says. And the fathers say that when we say that if we don't forgive, we can't really recite the Lord's Prayer without calling judgment down upon ourselves, because in the Lord's Prayer we say, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who are, as we forgive our debtors." And so if we are not going to forgive someone, when we say that prayer, we're asking God not to forgive us. And so if someone refuses to forgive someone, there have been saints and fathers have actually told people, "You don't say the Lord's Prayer until you get past this." Well, obviously you don't want to be in that kind of state spiritually at all, not even for a moment. Harboring the sin of repentance is a particularly insidious sin harboring the sin of resentment, because unlike a lot of sins, for example, if you murder someone or if you steal, you commit the sin and then it's over, and then you can ponder it and you can regret it. But when we have resentment, it stays with us. It doesn't go away. And they compare it to a rust that just continues to eat away at the metal of our souls. In the Vespers, which we'll be doing right after the liturgy, we hear this hymn: "Let us all make haste to humble the flesh by abstinence as we set out upon the God-given course of the Holy Fast. And with prayers and tears, let us seek our Lord and Savior. Laying aside all memories of evil, let us cry aloud, 'We have sinned against thee, Christ our God. Save us as the men of Nineveh in the days of old, and in thy compassion make us sharers in thy heavenly kingdom.'" We have to lay aside remembrances of wrongs, or else we can't proceed with the fast. We will derive absolutely no benefit from the fast if we can't get past that. "Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." When we fast, it should not be that we go into it, you know, sort of saying, "Woe is me," and letting everybody know what a horrible time we're having to go through and how much we're having to suffer. We should enter into the fast with a joy. When we repent, there's a joy to repentance, because real repentance is repentance that's done in faith. Judas had a sorrow, but it wasn't a godly sorrow. He didn't have a sorrow that had any faith mixed in with it, and so he was not saved. But when we have a real repentance, we repent in faith that the merciful God will forgive us, and we have assurance in that because he tells us he will do so in the scriptures, and so we have a joy when we repent. Again, in the Vespers that we would be serving shortly, it says, "Let us set out with joy upon the season of the fast to prepare ourselves for spiritual combat. Let us purify our souls and cleanse our flesh. And as we fast from food, let us abstain also from every passion, rejoicing in the virtues of the Spirit. May we persevere with love and so become worthy to see the solemn passion of Christ our God, and with great spiritual gladness to behold his holy Pascha." That's the joy that's set before us. That's the joy that was set before Christ when he was enduring the passion, was the joy of his own resurrection. He knew that that was coming in our salvation. And that's what sustained him during that time. "Let us not lay up for ourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." The fasts are a time of spiritual investment. A It's a time when we're supposed to do a number of things and we want to derive benefit from our fasting. It's not just a time where we focus on what we're supposed to eat, although that's not an unimportant thing, but it's not the primary thing of the fast. Fasting has to be joined with, first of all, giving alms. We have to be doing more to give to the poor, to help those that are around us. Also, by forgiving those who've offended us, that have offended us, we're giving alms to them because they're debtors to us, and we're giving them, we're releasing them from that debt, so we're giving them alms spiritually. And also, when we invest our time in reading the scriptures and in prayer and attending the services, we're making an investment. What we spend our time and what we spend our money on are the things that are the most important to us, and this is a time to make a spiritual assessment and to see where we're doing those things and to make a greater effort to make sure that we're doing those things that are important for our souls and for those around us and show that we really do place God first and foremost in our life. In the vigil last night, we heard this hymn: "The season of the virtues has come, and the judge is at the door. Let us not hold back with darkened face, but let us keep the fast, offering tears, contrition, and almsgiving. And let us cry, our sins are more in number than the sand of the sea, but deliver of all, forgive each one of us, that we receive an incorruptible crown." And again from the service for this evening: "Thy grace has shone forth, O Lord, and has shone forth and given light to our souls. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the season of repentance. Let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, that having sailed across the great sea of the fast, we may reach the third day resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of our souls. Amen."